This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, well, if you weren't with us last week, we were not here Thursday. We were eating turkey.
I was not eating turkey.
Well, you were eating Asian turkey.
I was eating pork. Spicy bulgogi.
Yeah, Asian turkey.
Yeah, it was way better than white people turkey.
And we were not here Friday because that was Black Friday. We were shopping.
I'm proud to say that I didn't buy a single thing on Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. Never do.
No, I leave that to the BTJ.
I think it's kind of dumb to have just one day where you buy stuff.
Mm. I mean, if you get a good deal.
Yeah, but, I mean, it depends on the deals, but yeah.
I bought nothing.
I'm a man of convenience.
I'm a man of increase. I'm not a man of shopping.
If I need
something. Being a man of increase?
I am going to buy it at the time that I need it.
I understand where you're coming from.
Not just because there's a deal on it.
I appreciate that. Plus, let's be honest, 20% does not get my attention.
No.
You start throwing a Black Friday 50% off, hey, I'll pay attention. But 20, get out of here. No time for that.
Yeah, Meat got a new TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do have, like, for stuff like that, there's big deals.
Except that, and I think he got a great deal on it, and it looks really nice.
Sure.
It's one of those that's super thin, and it comes with the frame around it, so it looks really cool. Yeah. But I thought it was going to be $400.
Yeah.
And then I go over there. I'm like, oh, that's cool. For $400, it's a great deal. He's like, no, $800.
All of a sudden,
yeah,
not so cool.
Here you go. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he got a good deal. It's just that
didn't blow you away.
That's the other thing that happens. It's like, okay, I got a budget of $400, but wait, this one's 45% off, but it's $800. I can't afford not to buy it. But yes, you can. You know. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I'm well aware.
We know how this consumerism works.
No one loves
fool me.
No one loves the I can't afford to not buy it at such a good deal than my special lady. She lives and dies with that.
A lot of good deals out there.
A lot of good deals.
Got to spend the dough.
Yeah.
So, poll question on X at 1080 Fan. So, all of that to tell you that we did not have a poll question last week.
No.
To review here. Yeah. So we start fresh here on Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. And the question is, on X, at 1080 The Fan, who blew it most? Ohio State, Eberflus, Miami up 21-0, or Georgia Tech up 17-0?
Yeah, look, there's a boner to be had in every one of these. Eberflus is going to get fired anyways, whatever. Georgia Tech, I can't believe you let that thing get away from you, but it is Georgia. It's a superior team. I didn't like that Georgia Tech just didn't go for two. As that thing kept going for Georgia Tech, that was worse and worse.
100%, especially because the quarterback draw was working so well
for him. Exactly. Just end it right there. Win or lose, what are you playing for? You got nothing. This is just to see if you can knock off Georgia. And so that, you know, whatever, it would have been a big upset. And Miami, welcome to Mario Cristobal. Nothing surprises me about that. I mean,
we just rolled, brother.
No. By the way, Miami probably still ends up making the playoff, or at least has a solid shot at it, the way the committee has liked them. I personally, I would keep them out, but we'll see about that. Ohio State, what do you, I mean, they lost to a team. If I told you that arguably the best team in the country, the second best team in the country, only behind Oregon, that you lost to by 1 point, that a lot of people think you should have won that game, right? At their place, the most hostile environment that you can get. And you lost to a 6-5 team that had a quarterback that went 9-16 for 62 yards and 2 picks. And you lost that game? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. I have never been one to say that you should get rid of Ryan Day. I think it's absurd. He doesn't lose to teams not named Ohio State, and now apparently Oregon. He has been absolutely phenomenal there. Ryan Day is a good coach. But at some point, dude, you were born on third base, and you can't get it home. And now this, I mean, the last four games against Michigan, and you lost to this Michigan team, which isn't even good. Like, this isn't not like not an elite team. This is a bad offensive football team, and overall a very average football team. And you lost at home, and then you had your team start a fight in the middle of the field, which, very fine people on both sides. But have you seen the video of Ryan Day being a bitch at the end of that thing? Yeah. Go watch how Steve Sarkisian or anyone else handled that, and then Ryan Day, who stood there with his thumb crammed somewhere. For the very first time, I will say that the people that are calling for his head, this is the only time I will say this, they are not being irrational. They have a Ryan Day problem at Ohio State right now, because that may be good 99 places out of 100, but you aren't 99 places out of 100. You're Ohio State. This is the John Cooper sort of stuff.
So going 1-4 against your rival is fireable?
You think
that's a fireable offense?
I think the way this one went down, and the continued inability to adjust, and the lack of leadership, I think, at the end of that. And by the way, this is arguably the most expensive team ever assembled. And yet you continue in these 50-50 games to not be able to pull it out at the end. I don't think it's necessarily a fireable offense, because Ryan Day is a really good coach. But let's also realize that there have been times where someone is really good and they're just not good enough. I look back to Tony Dungy in Tampa when they went out and got John Gruden. This does happen. We say, hey, this guy has been phenomenal. And you know what? He's just not the right guy to get us over the hump. And you move on and you go to someone else. And I'm not saying that you just blatantly do this. And I'm not even saying that you should fire him. I have always thought that getting rid of Ryan Day was a ludicrous statement. And today, just today, for the first time, I don't think that it is out of left field when someone at Ohio State says, I think that we could do better than this.
Yeah, you better have a good idea of who you're going to go get.
Yes.
And I think Vrabel is the name that's already out there popping up, because he went there and had success in the NFL. I mean, I don't know if that is better.
But I saw a recent video of him that leads me to believe there's no chance he goes back to college. It was him doing an interview talking about the difference between them, and he was complaining to high heaven about all the hoops that college coaches have to jump through compared to the pro coaches. That seems unlikely.
Yeah, he's got more of that Jim Harbaugh vibe.
Sure. Yeah, and I can see that. So like I said, I'm not saying to clear him out. I'm not saying that you do it for the sake of doing it. And it doesn't sound like, by the way, their AD is very interested in doing that. They'd have to write him a big check anyways. I think it is just, there are times when games cost you jobs. And I think the way that game went, the way it was game planned, the way it was executed, the way it ended, the lack of leadership towards the way that was handled, all of that. And Ryan Day, to me, just seems like a guy who is a good coach that got put into arguably the best situation in college football, and he's good enough to maintain it, but I'm just not certain that he's good enough to get over the hump. And And by the way, they're still going to make the playoff, and so Ryan Day can give us all a big old, you know.
Well, I was going to say, what does he have to do to save his gig?
I'll tell you
Does he have to win the title?
I think he has to win more than one game, because let's say he gets Boise State at the beginning. That doesn't you have to win. You have to go into one of these games and beat another big time team in order for me. If he goes one and done and gets bounced, then yes, I think it's fair for Ohio State to look at this and be like, can we do better than this? And then, by the way, if the answer is no, then you don't do it. Like, you don't just fire him and then say, hey, we'll go find our next guy. But if you aren't actively looking around and asking yourself, with all of our resources, with the name we have, with the money we can spend, can we do better than this? If you aren't asking that question today at Ohio State, remember after the Oregon game, there was that big fan discourse about how Ohio State has lost its way and it is not the same environment as Oregon, and Oregon has passed them over. You got to be real careful having this, we're Ohio State, therefore we don't do things the way other people do it. That's how you end up getting passed up. And that's how you allow the same crappy thing to keep happening to you. And I think if you're Ohio State, you do have to ask yourself the question, can we do better?
All right, who blew it most? Eberflus, and I could vote for that one easily, which we'll have a whole segment on that. Later in the show. Ohio State, Miami up 21-0, Georgia Tech up 17-0. Miami, you know, Cristobal was down 7. They were up 21-0, but God. At one point in the game, though, late in the game, they were down 7, fourth and goal from the 10, and he took 3 points. Yep.
Dude, there isn't a coach.
Oh, we just rolled, brother.
Ryan Day thing. There is not a coach at a big-time program that I trust less than Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that.
Find me another one that in a moment that I trust less.
I'm thinking.
It's a good challenge.
It is a good challenge.
That dude. Which is why I'm not surprised that they screwed it up. I'm like, yeah, welcome to Miami.
Yeah, to Ryan Syracuse. Day comes to mind. But but yeah, he took the 3, which I think, again, it's all about what type of game you're in. Like, if your defense is playing like Oregon's was against Wisconsin late in that game, I think it's easier to take the 3.
Yeah.
But what the hell is he doing betting on that defense?
I don't know.
They hadn't stopped a nosebleed all year.
Exactly. And so now he just thinks, hey, we're
we'll stop him.
Yeah, good luck. His in-game decision-making, I just would love, you know, like sometimes when you like the Simpsons, like they show like Homer Simpson's brain in there and like what his thought process is. And it's just like a monkey, like banging two cymbals together. I would love to be inside his head and see and hear his thought process as he goes through these in-game decisions, because they just baffle me.
All right. Well, we'll pick it back up next with our college football Russian window plunge. We have Ohio State, Michigan talk. How much blame should fall on the shoulders of Chip Charles Kelly? Remember that guy?
I do.
Remember him?
Yeah. They lost to a team that threw for 62 yards.
Yeah, I know. But
62 yards.
I would also like, but look, let's cover every aspect of it. And there's
I'd like
another
to cover 62 yards.
There's another aspect of it. There's another guy who is going to escape. Yeah, all the ire is directed at Ryan Day.
Yes.
And rightly so. Yes. But there's another guy, not even Chip Kelly, another one that I'm looking at going, what's up with that guy? So let's cover it all.
I know where you're going with that, and I've got some ire for him too.
Yeah, let's cover it all. We'll do that coming up next.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
On the feet. All right, this begins our college football Russian window plunge, and it will be long and winding, as there's a lot to discuss, but we're...
Did you say Russian window plunge?
Correct.
Okay.
I like it. Hey, it's your window daddy.
And I think you all know what I'm referring to.
It's a different kind of window daddy out in Russia, I'll tell you that.
Well, look, we got a lot to get to, but we're just going to take it slow. We're going to, you know, it might even take us 3 days. I don't know, but we don't... You know, look, we like to meander here. Okay, yeah. So we've started talking about Ohio mm-hmm. State, Michigan. That was the big one. That was the shocker. Michigan beat them 13-10.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, live on the air, I loved every minute of it. It was so great watching Ohio State gack that game away.
Then we got guys getting maced after the game. What the hell?
Yeah, I think part of the college football Russian window plunge will be its own segment on flag planting, which has become a thing now.
Hey, no one in this sports world takes flags more seriously than we do. We love our flag talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we'll have that, too. We'll get to it all.
Flags, pitchforks.
Yeah, flags! The whole thing.
But...
yeah, trucks, balls, yeah!
Keeping to the theme of the game, well, one, I think Ohio State lost for a lot of reasons. One is, as you have pointed out, and I think we lost sight of this because Ohio State, it didn't. Oh, they played Indiana,
yeah.
And it wasn't a factor. But Indiana doesn't have the athletes that Michigan does, particularly on defense.
Michigan has the best D-line in the country.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's what you have pointed out, that Ohio State's injuries on the offensive line, that's a problem. Now, the reason we forgot about it is because Indiana couldn't exploit that.
Nope.
But Michigan... uniquely equipped to exploit that because, as everybody knows, mm-hmm. no, they can't score, but their defensive front is one of the best in the country. And that was a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
And we all probably should have seen that, but we kind of forgot about it because, one, we were like, oh, Ohio State's way better than Michigan this year, and it's revenge, and they're going to kick their ass mm-hmm. because we just expect Ohio State to do that. But if you really looked at that game, X's and O's wise, that was a problem mm-hmm. for Ohio State.
Ohio State ran the ball for 3 yards carry.
Well, exactly. I mean, you knew, like, how were they going to combat that? Yeah. I mean, they've just had two of their two best offensive linemen are hurt and done for the year.
And they've had reshuffled, yeah.
And they've had to reshuffle it, and they had to do it for one game against Indiana, which, again, in the first half against Indiana, they tried to lose that one, too.
Yep.
It was just, over time, their athletes, they had better players than Indiana, that showed.
Yep.
But against Michigan, especially Michigan's defense, you don't. They're right there with you. So that was a problem. The second reason they lost is Ryan Day. I just don't think he's that good. I would advocate getting rid of him if you can get Dan Lanning, get Dan Lanning. There's probably a list of 4 or 5 guys that you could get to replace Ryan Day, and you're happy about that. Mm-hmm. If you can't get any of them, I think you stick with Ryan Day. And I think you're right that you have to let this play out. Ryan Day's still going to get in the tournament, mm-hmm. and let's see if they make a run. And if they do, you'll forget about the Michigan game.
Yep.
But the other thing that I wanted to bring up that I think is important to note is that I think Ohio State's quarterback sucks. Will Howard is not very good. He turned it over twice.
Yeah.
In that horrible picks. And I get it that they're having offensive line issues and they're playing a very tough defense. But, dude, that guy, I saw a stat that everybody thought he was such an upgrade over Kyle McCord. They ran Kyle McCord out of there. Kyle McCord now goes to Syracuse and starts slinging it all over the place. Well, Will Howard's QBR is the exact same as Kyle McCord's at Ohio State.
Yeah.
They're the same quarterback.
Yeah.
And think about how much we were like, the quarterback's holding Ohio State back last year. Quarterback's holding Ohio State back. Well, I think he's doing it to him this year.
Well, it was interesting. When they went out and got Will Howard from Kansas State, I remember having that conversation and being like, I know Will Howard's good in Kansas State, but he's more of a runner than he is a thrower, and you have the best receiving core in the country. And it was like, is that the best Ohio State can do? Again, I just thought that was a little weird, but you know, they were rolling there, and Will Howard is okay. Like against Oregon, I thought Will Howard played really well. But again, that was when they had you know, more of their offensive line and they had more of a run game. I think what you've seen is when the Ohio State run game isn't working, Will Howard cannot have the game on his shoulders. And I do think that Chip Kelly and company ran the most conservative game plan known to man because of the way that Will Howard was playing. When they had the second Will Howard interception, which was just
brutal.
What are you doing?
Dude, that was the big one.
It was killer. It was 10-10.
Yes.
And he threw that pick, and it was like, what in God's
name? Was that the one on
doing?
The goal line?
Yes. And then
he threw it right to the guy.
Yeah. They were like the Michigan, like they were at the, they snapped it like the Michigan 15 or whatever. And then Michigan gave it right back because Warren's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You think you have a crappy quarterback? Isn't it amazing that between Michigan and Ohio State, like, you don't have a quarterback that can throw a football? And so they get it back. And they got it back first and 10 at the Michigan 16. And they ran a BS run, which they hadn't been able to run the ball all game. And then they had that stupid tight end throwback, which, again, is basically just a run that went nowhere. And then on third and 10 at the 16, I don't know if you remember this series. Ran a draw. They ran a freaking draw. And guess where it went? Nowhere. You ran a draw into the two best defensive tackles in the country, and you're like, well, we'll just line up and kick our 34-yard field goal. Wrong, because my man shanks it.
He missed it, yeah. He missed two, right?
Yes. That was Ohio State saying, our offense sucks, but Michigan's sucks even worse. Realize up until that point that the only points that Michigan had was the turnover inside the five, where they had to go 5 yards, and then the other one where they had a 5-yard drive and then kicked a 50-plus yard field goal. So that's Ryan Day and company being like, we think Michigan's offense is so bad, we don't need to score points. You played conservatively, you got a pucker factor, and then ended up biting you in the ass. And when you play conservative and scared, I mean, that's the guy that you went out and handpicked. You've got the best receiving core in the country. And when you did that, when I was watching that game and I saw that play call, I said, they're going to lose this game. I said, they're absolutely going to lose this game because they're scared.
They were choking.
And you know who isn't scared when they get into deep water? Michigan, because that's all Michigan does is they try to muddy up that game and get you into a one possession game in the fourth quarter and physically beat you up. That is an Ohio State choke job. And for everyone from Michigan's side that loves to talk about how soft Ohio State is, I always laugh at that because Ohio State is usually so talented. Again, I just think they lost that game because they were scared, conservative, soft, and Will Howard picked a really bad day to have arguably the worst game he's had as an Ohio State.
You could argue they have some offensive issues.
Yes.
And it wasn't just Michigan that, no. I mean, like Oregon didn't have that much problem against Michigan's defense.
No.
You know?
No, it's Ohio's, a good defense, but not
It
not
is
to
a
this.
Good defense, but Ohio State has some offensive issues. Yes. They really do. And yes. And Michigan exploited that. And
I just think against better defenses, and this is why I think they're in trouble in the playoff, if you get a good D line.
Yeah. And Texas against, has a killer one.
Dude, if Texas Georgia has one. If Texas played Ohio State or they play, you know, one of these teams, they play Oregon again, this reshuffled O-line where you've got two backups, your two All-Americans are out, and you've got three other guys playing out of position.
Well, you'd have at least, so actually.
They're in trouble.
Well, yeah, they're in a lot of trouble because I'm going through the teams in my head. I think Penn State beats them.
Yes.
I think Tennessee beats them. I think Tennessee's defense is killer.
Yes.
I think that Texas beats them. I think Georgia beats them. Oregon beats them. Yeah. And there was one other one. Oh, Notre Dame beats them. That's seven of the teams right there.
I think Ohio State's got real issues. If that's the Will Howard and that's your run game, and that's what I've been saying all along, I need to see this O-line. And I wanted to see it against Michigan. If that's their take Will Howard out of it. If that is their offensive line and the way they're going to be able to run the ball, Ohio State will be one and done in the playoff. And that's a shame because that's a really, really good team. And their defense played lights out. Their defense has played much better. They've got great skill positions, but they have a quarterback that cannot overcome bad O-line play. And right now they have bad O-line play. And for all that money they spent, they went and got the wrong quarterback. Cam Ward on this team.
Ooh.
And you yeah, got
that would have been dangerous.
Wasn't he almost at Ohio State?
They were talking about it. And they went with Will Howard. Yeah. Cam Ward on this team. Look, you bought the wrong Dylan Gabriel on this team. And look, Dylan Gabriel is a good quarterback. Dylan Gabriel is not Bo Nix. He's not Michael Penix. He's a solid college quarterback that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Dylan Gabriel on this team is a different animal. They, for all that money they spent, they spent the money poorly on the most important position.
All right, our college football Russian window plunge continues next, along with our Stock Watch on The Fan.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.